Now, when most people think of the ballet, they think of like the classical kind of serious ballet, like Swan Lake or something like that. But we're here to talk about a project called The Great Pancake Escape. This is completely the opposite of what you might expect coming from ballet. I have the Ballet Theater of Toledo artistic director Nigel Burgoyne here and composer David Jex here, and they're going to tell us all about The Great Pancake Escape.
Even though it's fun, it's still strong classical ballet. We have to have a strong classical ballet technique to actually do this choreography.
Yeah.
When it came to choreography, I did talk to the dancers and said, okay, you're going to be pancakes. Well, of course, their faces all lit up, you know, and
yeah,
we designed special pancake costumes for them. So, you know, when you throw a pancake up, it goes up and lands in the pan. Well, that's what their tutus do,
yeah,
when they're actually dancing, as opposed to the traditional tutu. So we had a lot of fun building those and working on them in the studio. And how would that was one of our volunteers, Linda Alexander, worked on all of the tutus for us.
So tell us the story. What is this all about?
It's all about a magician who one morning mixes up his recipes book with the spells book, and all of his pancakes come to life. And as they flood the city, they end up on people's hats, and they end up on the wheels of the bus and things like that. The magician and his wife and his two children, Ned and Louise, rush through the city to try and find all of the pancakes and bring them back home.
Wow. So this features a few special guests. I wonder if you can talk about them, and then we'll let David talk a little bit about the music.
Yes. Obviously, we have a fabulous jazz ensemble that are playing the piece with David conducting. We have Andrew Martin, the magician, who not only entertains everybody on stage, but entertains every child in the studio when he arrives. He really is fantastic. And the story is narrated, so it's going to be told throughout the production. And that, we have the very wonderful Tony Geftos from Channel 13, yeah, ABC.
Tony has been here several times, and he'll do a great job. He actually wrote a book himself, a children's
book. Yes, it was all about his wife.
Yeah, that'll be your next ballet, right?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
But he's narrating this book,
yeah,
and the book is by Paul Manny?
Yes, Paul Manny, who collaborated with David at the University of Toledo.
A colleague from UT.
Yeah, and we were, you know, we said to Paul, would you like to do it? And he said, oh, that's just when my first grandchild is going to arrive. So he's presently in Florida, and his grandchild has just arrived, which is lovely.
Congratulations, Paul.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, we should mention this is happening this weekend. It's Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Franciscan Center, which is on the campus of Lourdes University in Sylvania. Have you performed a ballet at the Franciscan Center before? Is that a
yes. The last production we did of Beauty and the Beast was done at Franciscan Center.
Okay.
And then we also just joined up with the Sylvania Community Orchestra and did a tango with them.
Nice.
Yeah, which is
well, David, let's talk about the music a little bit. You wrote the music for this, obviously, and I was listening to the file that you sent over, and it's kind of tricky, you know. It's in five, right?
It's in
five beats a measure. Yeah, I imagine that was a little, you know, presented a little bit of a difficulty as far as choreographing it, or no?
No, not at all. The music's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous. And the students immediately picked up, you know, as we were saying, apart from the Swan Lakes and those type of Sleeping Beauty type of rhythms, this was so much fun to work with.
Yeah.
And, of course, with dancers, you've really got to listen. No, this isn't 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. I would fall over if I tried to do that. So
one long step, one short step.
Yeah.
No, they adapted very quickly. I think the best thing is just don't explain it. Just dance to it.
Yep. Yeah. Right. And, right. Yeah. Don't overthink it, as they say.
And this is from our repertoire, as we talked about last time we were here, talking about Night at the Museum. This is a ballet that we've done in the past, and I'm very fortunate to get the musicians back that we did from the last time. We did this in 2018. So that's a lot of fun. We have Pete Ford on the keyboards and Norm Damschroeder on bass, Rob Desmond on percussion. He gets to make some fun, wonderful effects on percussion. And Bill Hayes is our triple threat woodwind player. He's flute, clarinet, and saxophone.
Wow.
And Ben Wilkins on trumpet and flugelhorn. The music, it is sometimes happy in that bouncy quintuple meter, but there's also a jazz waltz. There's a slow, mysterious dance that the dancers have a lot of fun with.
Yeah. What's going on in the action at that point? Without spoiling it.
Yeah, I don't know how much Nigel wants to give away.
Spoil any pancakes.
They're
there.
Still hunting for pancakes.
Yes. Yeah. Those tricky pancakes take up across town, yes.
Yeah. They're looking for the pancakes. That's great. I want to listen to this file that you sent over, David. Now, this is not real instruments. This is like...
This is a synthesized version. Yeah, it is represented by a clarinet, a trumpet, and then a piano, bass, and drums.
Well, let's listen to it here. Music by my guest, David Jex, here on FM 91. Wonderful.
Yeah. It's fun to listen to the music, but I'm seeing the dancers.
Yeah.
So what's happening during this music?
That scene, the magician is starting to go and cook, and all of the pancakes start coming out from behind the kitchen, and they come out backwards, and then they go down into the split. So it's like a pancake laying flat on the floor. Yeah. And Ned and Louise jump over these pancakes in absolute delight. They've come to life.
It makes me think a little bit of the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Exactly. We were saying the last production, I brought paintings and statues to life. Now I bring pancakes to life.
Yeah.
I mean, what a job.
And now you're making me hungry for pancakes, I have to say. So you have a deal with Scrambler's Restaurant. You
Scramblers have been fabulous. They said, if you bring the receipt from your meal to Ballet Theatre of Toledo will give you 20% off your tickets for the show. And then when you come and see the show, they'll give you free pancakes when you go back and have a meal.
Wow.
Which has been wonderful. It's really lovely.
Well, everybody will have a taste for pancakes, I'm sure.
Exactly.
They see the show.
And one other person we just absolutely have to mention is Donna Bogan from Hartman and Bogan, who's made this all possible, and she's been absolutely fantastic and so generous with her donations.
Great. Lovely. Yes. Well, the Great Pancake Escape is happening this weekend. It's Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. This is at the Franciscan Center on the campus of Lourdes University in Sylvania. You can find tickets and more information by calling Ballet Theater of Toledo at 419-861-0895. Or you can go online, and their website is Ballet Theater, that's spelled T-R-E at the end, theateroftoledo.org. And we'll post this conversation on our website as well, and link to the information about this piece. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about the dancers in this show.
There's a lot of them. Excited young people. Can you imagine when young children see pancakes on a plate for the first time? Well, now they're seeing pancakes dancing, and the pancakes are happy. We have little ballet dancers in the production. We have school children in the production.
Wow.
We have the mayor and the mayoress, highfalutin ladies and their children. So everything is different, but everything is so much fun. We got a bus driver, we got a taxi driver, so it's a very mixed group of artists.
Yeah. Now, there's a student performance which is not open to the public, but that is Friday at 10 a.m. right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's happening at the Franciscan Center as well.
And the weather will be beautiful that morning.
Yes, from your lips to God's ears.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Please.
Yes.
So we've been talking about the dancers and the music and some of the guests. One person that we really can dig into a little deeper is the magician, Andrew Martin, because he's so integral to the story. And I've seen his magic in different shows throughout the city, but I wonder if you could talk a little bit about his involvement in your work.
Certainly. As David said, you know, we're working in fives here. It's very different. Well, not many ballets start with a magician walking from off stage through the audience, pulling silver dollars out of children's ears.
Working in the crowd.
Working the crowd.
Right, exactly.
And then he gets up on stage and does his magic tricks on stage, and then he says, off with the show, and he goes off, and then he comes back, and when he's in the production, he's doing magic tricks in the production.
Wow.
Which is, even the little pink ballet school children stood there for the first time, and he does a trick where he throws cards up in the air, they vanish, and then the next thing they come out of his mouth. And these little things just stood there and went,
Yeah,
it was amazing, because they were so close to him.
I would do the same thing.
I know.
If I were in the audience.
If people get a chance, again, this whole production and idea started with the children's book, award-winning children's book. So if you go to the library and ask for The Great Pancake Escape, well, you could read it to your family or enjoy it afterwards, and you could see the visuals on the page as well as the production live.
So does this book have, like, pictures as well?
Okay. Yeah, the children's picture
book. So did you recreate any of that in the ballet?
Not really. Well, yes, there's some parts in it, you know, but I couldn't do everything. But there are some parts in it that are very similar to, you know, to the actual book itself, especially Ned and Louise, the two dancing together. And it was funny because doing this production with David and Paul to start with inspired me to write my first book, Mima the Lima Becomes a Ballerina. It was it was so much fun doing this that we turned that one into a ballet.
Fabulous. Well, it's a very family-friendly event, obviously.
Yes. With free pancakes, of course it is.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for pancakes after this conversation. The Great Pancake Escape from Ballet Theater of Toledo is happening this weekend, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Franciscan Center on the campus of Lourdes University in Sylvania. For tickets or more information, call the Ballet Theater of Toledo at 419-861-0895 or visit them online at ballettheaterofToledo.org. And theater is spelled T-R-E at the end. That's like the English way.
That's the English way, yes.
Well, Nigel Burgoyne, who is Artistic Director of Ballet Theater of Toledo, and David Jex, who is a noted composer associated for a long time with the University of Toledo. I want to thank both of you for coming in, and, you know, I wish I had pancakes to offer you, but maybe we'll all go out.
We should have brought them.
We should have brought them with us, yeah.
Indeed. Well, thanks, guys, for talking with me about this great show.
Thank you
nice
so
to be
much.
With you. Thank you.